figured it out. They weren't calling. I believe that fate intervenes in life, sometimes in good ways, sometimes bad. Kentucky started playing basketball more than a century ago, in 1903, when the team competed in just 3 games and came away with 1 victory against the Lexington YMCA. If there had been an NCAA back then, I'm sure scheduling a game against the Y would have been some kind of violation. It became a powerhouse in the Adolph Rupp years, an unbelievable run that began in 1930 and finally ended in 1972. Joe B. Hall had the unenviable task of following his longtime boss in the job, and a half a dozen years later won an NCAA championship. He was followed by 2 big-name coaches, Eddie Sutton and Rick Pitino. But by 2009, more than a decade had passed since Kentucky's last national championship. The team had won a total of just 2 NCAA tournament games in the previous 4 seasons, and over the last 2, it had lost 27 games. That's not supposed to happen in Lexington. There was nowhere to go but up. As the 23rd coach in the program's history, I was following Billy Gillespie, who'd had a rough time of it, and not Tubby Smith, coach of the 1998 champions, who was still beloved, and for all the right reasons. Would I have succeeded if I had gotten the job 2 years earlier? Yes, I think so. But the degree of difficulty might have been a little higher. The first day at the press conference, I said that I don't walk.